Okay, good morning. We are in the middle of Tafresh Lamed Zayin, the dinim of Tukuk Zula. So, by the Mechaber in the middle, Vim Gozel Eitzim Asahen Sukkah. Now, in the case of someone stole Eitzim, Asahen Sukkah, right? Well, you know, around this time, and you know, there it's well, it's very common to see kids, you know, running around with carts of wood for Lag BaOmer. Whether you know it's something they have to do, they should be taught to be nizar in as to what they're allowed to take and where they're allowed to take it, because you know, because there's shayla of gzela and things. So someone took it from someone else's rishus. They went into their yard. They saw they had like a, you know, they had a pile of wood, and they went and they took asma and sukkah avavish lo chibran. You said, okay, no, I'm just borrowing it. I'm gonna put the zip ties and things, whatever, and it's gonna be fine. Yatza, you are yatza. Tekana sachan she'in lebal eitzim el dmei eitzim bilvad. Because there's a tekana, even if you nailed it in, whatever the reason you yotze is, it's metaltel. Even your yotze is because of the idea of tekana sashovim. That if a person would steals a beam of wood and builds it into his building, right, and then the person comes and says to Gemara, says, "Hey, that's my piece of wood. You have to tear down your garage, and I need the, you know, and then give me back my wood." Even if it's a whole piece of wood, we say that you don't have to do that, but it's a kind of shoving, because we want this guy to go ahead and do tshuva. And if you're gonna make Hashavas like Zela is going to be too hard for him to do. So then Chazal made a takana that he wants to be yotze. He just pays for the wood, and that's it. Because otherwise, you're gonna have a gazlanim and people who get caught up in stealing and I don't know what, and they're suddenly gonna have to pay. You know, they're gonna have to like tear the house down. Whatever, forget it. They're not gonna do tshuva. So Chazal said, because it's Hashav, you can pay money, and therefore. Therefore, it's sort of a kinyan, and it's not considered a sukkah zula. When gazel sukkah hasuya barosh asfina barosh agala, we mentioned this before. If he went ahead and he had a pickup truck with a sukkah in the back, and run off of the car, right? Vishashiv bav lel yaltza, or you just go ahead and you sit in it. Even without stealing the car, let's say you just go sit in it. So this is where the mute of lecha comes into play, and you have to ask for, and therefore you have to ask for sure. So you can't just go ahead and sit in it and take it or something like that, because that would be also hagav. When you won't be yotze your mitzvah hagav who adin in Reuven bana sukkah bekarka Shimon. Let's say we have two neighbors. Reuven decides he's going to go ahead and he says, well, Shimon's not using his property anyway, and even Shimon's away, I don't know, whatever it is, the first day sukkahs. So he builds a sukkah on Shimon's property, but Shimon took off his Reuven. So Shimon came back, saw Reuven, came back after Yom Tov, saw Reuven sitting in the sukkah on his property, took off his Reuven, picked him up, threw him out, the gazel sukkah of b'dunya b'karka shelo, and he threw him out of the sukkah and said, okay, nah, thank you for the sukkah, I'm gonna sitting it lo yatzaba. This is a peladika ramah. That Shimon, even though it's on his property, and Reuven built a sukkah on Shimon's property below Rishus, if Shimon goes ahead and throws Reuven out and uses the sukkah lo yatzaba, he's not yotze, because we say karka ain't in exelis. The reason why sukkah gzula, you go sit in someone's sukkah without Rishus, you're yotze because karka ain't in exelis. But in this case, the karka is yours already. Right? The karka belongs to Shimon already. So therefore, he's just sitting in the sukkah, which is then has a din like Barosh Hagala, and therefore he's not yotze. Whether he's allowed to knock it down, maybe he's allowed to knock it down and out of his property and take it out. Fine, that might be. But to sit in the sukkah, he's not yotze.
If he knocks down the sukkah and then rebuilds it, then there'll be a
takanas
hashavim.
It's like if he ain't kantakovas hashavim, over lo tarachba. Right. The reason why there's a takanas hashavim is because he wasn't tareach He didn't build it, and he wasn't Tareach. So he said, well, just let him have the sukkah, whatever. So then, now you're right. If he would go ahead and knock it down and rebuild it, so then we would say, Takanas HaShavim, Ein Echanami. Dafei Shalom Ches. Atzei sukkah asurim kol shmonas yimeyachag. Any wood from the sukkah is asur the whole shmonas yimeyachag. Bain atzei defanos, bain atzei schach, whether you want to use the schach for something else or you want to use atzei defanos. I feel kesa and lasas vashina of asur. Even if you want to take a little piece of wood to the toothpick, it's also ulcer. And you can't go ahead and use it for anything else, because the reason is the pasuk says Chag Sukkos Shivas Yamim LaShem, and is chal Shem Hashem on the sukkah, and it's kadosh. Even though, there's no make a bracha on the Siya Sukkah, but once you made the Sukkah and you sit in the Sukkah, then it's Chal a Kedusha to the Sukkah, and it's also to go ahead and to, it's like Kotchev, it's also to go ahead and use anything from it. It's not because people think that it's Muktza, that, I can't touch it, I can't shake it, I can't move it. We'll see about the decorations. Don't even touch the decoration. No, it's muktzah. It's not like that. It's muktzah lemitzvaso, you're not allowed to use it for something else, but you are allowed to move stuff. And why shmonas yamim, even in Eretz Yisrael? It's called shmonas yamim. Ipnei sheyom ha-shvish kulo asuka muktzah abin ha-shmashos. Right? You can't. Ein echanami, by the end of Hoshana Rabbah, it would be, in Eretz Yisrael. Pasha in the Chutzar, it's Pasha because it's Safak Yom, Shmini Atzeres, so you still sit in the Sukkah. But even there, it's as well, since you mat nichnas into Bein HaShmashos, with the Isser, with the Kedusha and the Sukkah, of all Huxo Bein HaShmashos, Shal Shvi Huxo L'chol Yom, and this on Shmini Atzeres, there is a din of Muksa, the Enechanami. Then it will be also to go ahead and move stuff around, because it's Muksa. Not that it's it has kedusha, but it's regular muktzah. Hagav, a field nafla sukkah asurim. Even if the sukkah falls down, you can't go ahead and use it for other things. Hani ba tanai, nor does a tanai work. To say any bodel like by muktzah, you want to go ahead and say, well, I'm going to use this rock, whatever it is, it doesn't work. Aval eitzim asmuch in the sukkah muteris, but let's say you have wood, which is not an ikar part of the sukkah, and it's, I guess, leaning against the wall or whatever the reason, whatever thing is, that is materis, and it's not an ikar part of the sukkah. V'im achar she'asa hashir hatzarech min hatfanos. But really, they're only talking about the Hashem is only the shir of gimel tfanos, line al zayin. Nishlam hechsher sukkah v'hoisif doifin. Let's say you have three. And a tefach, three in zayin, whatever it is, and you add a fourth wall, lo mitzera, that fourth wall doesn't become usur, because the ikar kedusha is chal on the main sukkah. Well, you also arbat and stam, but if you went ahead and built a chachila, you built four walls, that's how you made the sukkah, kula asur of samuktsois, because that's your sukkah. If you went ahead and built three walls, and then during the chag, let's say, or whatever, you decided to add a fourth wall, that fourth wall is mutter, because that's not the kedusha wasn't chal on it.
And talking about even if it's a giant sukkah, not just
right. When a person sits in the sukkah, then it's kedusha chal on the sukkah. You built the sukkah, let's say you went away for the first day of Yom Tov, and came after Yom Tov, he came back. And he decides that he wants to, forget it, I'll use a different sukkah. He decides to use the Eitzin, that's okay. Lo Nesra, because he didn't sit in it, so it doesn't have a din of sukkah's mitzvah. Hazmana lav milsa, he, the general call in Shas, and is that Hazmana lav milsa, so therefore you have to actually use it for it to be chal kedusha. And if someone that says that, that if someone, which Burr brings down, if someone built a sukkah that we said before on the year before, and he just left it up,
So first of all, we said that that you have to go ahead and lift the schach. Since right after Sukkot, it's bottle shem Sukkot. Hu adin, you can't. It's not the eitzim. You can during the year you can use the eitzim for something else, because until you and the next Sukkot, it doesn't become aser until the next Sukkot, because each new chag is chal different chal new kedusha. So therefore, you'd have to go ahead and sit in it. The next Sukkot is to go ahead and to make it aser again. right. Siv beis, v'chein ochlim mamashkim shetolim b'sukkah. Well, so let's say you go ahead and I've seen people do this. There's an inyan to betoyla shiva saminim from the sukkah nowadays. We use plastic grapes, but there is an inyan that people could use real grapes or you can hang about a bag of flour. I don't know how nice it is, but you can hang flour, wheat stalks, anything like that. Shemen zayis leil noisa. If you have ochel mashkin, you have it there to go ahead and make it look beautiful. Also li stafik behen. You can't go ahead and let's say you have a nice bottle of wine and a fancy thing, you hang it on the thing on your sukkah, make it nice, and you realize that you don't have what to make kiddush. It's also the stafik behem kol shmona. You can't use any of that wine for kol shmona. I feel nothful. Even if these things fell on the floor, they still have a din kedusha. Yom Shabbos also the tautel the muktzim hem. And again, a yom and Shabbos, because v'nishmashos, it's that you can't use it, so therefore it's even chal din muktza, and you're not allowed to metaltel them. V'im hisna aleihem b'shah shetalam. But if you made a tanai on the food when you hung it, when you put it up for the decoration, or any boil mayhem called v'nishmashos shel shmonas yomim, you say I'm not boil from any of the v'nishmashos of all 8 days. Raise a mistapik mehem b'chol eish yirtza. Then you could go ahead and use it whenever you want. Shere lo hiktza oisam b'chol aleim kedusha tzasuka v'lo nechshavu kamoisa. Because then it's not hiktza l'mitzvasam, and there's no chol eish kedusha. V'dafke shemasta mehem b'zeh b'haloshin. I said that all bein hashmashas for all the sukkas. V'yomar ani masna aleim l'ochlam kishe yiplu. However, if he says that I'm not going to make a tanai, that if they fall down, then I'm just going to eat it. Ain't no klum. Why? Because there's a din. It's actually more brought down in the Darim, I think in Taflam, it's something around there, that a person, that those are just thing is pakap kedusha bichti. It's a din that kedusha, once it's chal kedusha, whether it's mitam neder, whether it's mitam mitzvah, whether it's mitam whatever, it doesn't just leave. You can't just make a tanai and say, for example, I'm making a nether on something. I make a nether not to eat something or mak or something. But I'll say tonight that in 2 days I'm gonna use it. So it doesn't work, because kedusha doesn't go, once something's kadosh, it doesn't go away. But sukkah is after the chag goes away. But stam to make a tanai, it doesn't work unless you make a tanai that there's no chalois kedusha. And then that will work. If someone says I'm making a tanai, I'm gonna eat them whenever I want, mahani, shigam ben shmashos bichlal. If he says that's also fine, because ben any whole zman she imasa sheyirtze means includes ben hashmashos. Agav tzarich lasses a tanai kodem ben hashmashos harishon. You have to do it before yom tov rishon. Because then you stop the chalois. Once even though it's only chal when you sit in it, but the noi will be kosher, will have a din of the schach, and so it would have the sukkah teish v'shivas yamim. You can't. I don't know, why can't you make a tanai before you sit in it if you haven't sat in it? I don't know. It's a question. I don't know. But al kopani, you have to do it before. Before Yom Tov Rishon, Yishmin Achrayim Shakasu to Vizban Azeh Ain Nogin LaAsnois. Rabbi says we don't play games. The meaning is not to make tnoim, not to, you want to hang up wine, very nice. Don't eat it. Hachi Nog Benoim Etchulim B'Schach, but that's Nog by Noi, which is hanging from the Schach. Although Noi and Noi Shenoisim B'Tefanos, but Noi Sukkah, if you hang it on the walls, you could go in Sardinium and Tiyori, and you put up like nice tapestries. You're allowed to go ahead and bring them inside
from because of the rain, afilu below tnai. It's only where we say the real issur is only, some say the real issur is only by the schach, but by the tefanos, there's no, really there's no chalos kedusha. There are shitas like that. So therefore, kol shekein benoyim, a kol shekein that for noisuk it's not chal kedusha, even though there are many... There are many Achronim who are mefakrik in this, and therefore they, even the Defanos, it's best not to. And even the Ramah says the Kol Malchum Tov the Hasas Aleim, it's still better to make a Tznai to go ahead and to take the, to go ahead, if you go ahead and you take them out their Geshamim. So we say that chachila, it's better to make a tanai, you can take it out. If it rains, you can take it out of the sukkah. Because once you take it out of the sukkah, it's part of the sukkah. You can't. How can you take it out? But if you choshish for ganavi, you choshish for nezik. So maisa, you are allowed to, but it's better to go ahead and to make a tanai. You just have to be sure. If you do take it out, you have to be sure you don't use it in any way, shape, or form. Let's say you hang a bunch of esrogim, even though generally esrogim it's also to go ahead and to smell it during sukkahs, but these that you have, that you, and then these you put up for noy, and then you want to go ahead and you, and even though like maybe it's like that, you want to, you think it's like the esrog, it's muktzah limitzvasa. Esrogim you hung for noy are not, you know, and even though by esrog for Arba meaning it's also reach, but it's also to smell it. But these the svarigim is mutter to smell them. Below huksa me reach, it's not muksa for reach. Rakshal higobo. The point is that you shouldn't take it. The also betiltul or right, you can't take it to use. Ish oisim b'hadas, and some say b'hadas is also because the whole point of a svarigim is really the main thing of esrogim is to eat, even though we don't usually eat esrogim nowadays, but it's still food. But hadasim is only there for birchas, for only for reach, so that could be that use. So that's the point of that, the noy of the sukkah is that you're making a nice smell. So therefore, that could be is huksa to the sukkah.
So is it
total
is all days?
So that's a not sure. Pashas, no, because it's, I don't know why the Lashon of the Lashon of Ramah is a little bit misleading. Right. No, because we know for sure it's all the Zom din muksa. Hashem is very fair. Zom din actual muksa. It means it didn't tilt, you're not allowed to, you know, you cannot take it and move it out. I'm not sure. I'm going to look that up because I realize it's a little bit unclear.
And there's something that says by the hadas, but not by esrog. That means esrog is hanging for
the schach, yeah.
For the schach, but not the esrog that you use.
No, not the esrog you use for the mitzvah. Only talking about you hanging for the schach, that therefore the ikkers of the achila makes it look nice, but not the smell. Okay, tafish lametes. Now we finish making the sukkah. We get into hilchos yeshivas sukkah. To Aleph, see if we can get through Aleph. Ketzah mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. What is mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? So shaya oichel v'shoyse. The ikar is the person eats and drinks. Yoshenu matayel. I don't know if the mechaber is cholik on sleeping in the sukkah. I can't imagine he is. But the akopanim, the Ramah adds in Yashem from Matayo that also could be a shayel. Would you make a shayel of a bracha on it? Matayo, and this we've had before, like Miller pointed out throughout Orachayim. The Mechaber does not like this idea of tiyul, of just, you know, stop wasting time, you know, whatever. He doesn't like the idea of a person wasting time, just, you know, but Al Kopanin, if a person, you know, if he wants to play games with his kids, read things like that, even though yes, you should do ma'isik oichel b'shoyse, you should learn, and we'll see about learning. But chupani, you want to just stop shmooze with someone to spend some time, it really should be done in the sukkah. Vidar b'sukkah kol shivas yamin, really a chachil, you should be staying, living in the sukkah. Shivas Yomi, not Bim Yom Velayla. Kederek Shudar Bebeis of Vishayim Hashashana. It's not the pshat that, okay, sukkah is, okay, we have a sukkah, that's if you want to eat, so you go into the sukkah. That's the dinner, that's what the sukkah is there for, so you want to go ahead and eat something. That's not the pshat. The point of the sukkah is to be there, Shivas Yomi, to live in it like your house, and therefore, you know, a person comes home after Tiyul and he needs to, you know, he's exhausted, you know, whatever, he wants to just sit down. He should go into the sukkah and go to his sukkah, not to his house. Go to his sukkah and sit down over there and not go to his house. Ketzad, Chovash Shivas Yomi Oisa Adam is Beiso Arai, a sukkah keva. Again, his Beiso, his house is Arai, and his sukkah is Keva, Ketzad, Kelim, and Noim, and it's also knows for sukkah. You should bring your nice thing. Let's say you have a big sukkah and you have beds and you have a nice stuff. You should put your nice things. If you have a little vitrina, that's very nice. You put your nice stuff there, and you should make it look nice. Uchlishtia, and you have nice cups, you have a bottle and things, whatever. You should use the nice ones if that's what you use. If you normally use chadpami, meaning you use disposables, I don't think there's any problem with that. If that's what you do the regular year round. The other cheshbonos and your wife's cheshbon of making her schlep down the dishes and stuff, whatever, it also could be part of a cheshbon. If it doesn't make such a difference, well, clearly you should use the nice stuff. But kli achila, achra achila, if you have dirty dishes after you eat, on kedera is ukaaros chutzasuka, like you have pots and things or whatever, you should keep it outside the sukkah. As long as you don't do a tashmish, we'll see tashmish buzzer in a second. Hamanayr of the sukkah, your woman should light nevis in the sukkah. You should put a light in the sukkah, unless of course there's a chashash of a small sukkah, you have a chashash for fire hazard. In ha'isam sukkah ktanam in nicham b'chutz sukkah, right? That's you should leave it outside. Hagava al yasa shum tashish bazui b'sukkah eishu mitzvah b'zuyas alav. Should not do any tashish bazui in the sukkah, like washing dishes and whatever different things like that. The poskim say that mitzvah oina is not chas v'shalom is not tashish bazui. For care, we'll see that it is a shiloh. We'll see of teishu kikzura. We'll see that in the next sim in the next sif. But al kopanim, and also this interesting nekuda. Let's say you have dofen akuma. Are you allowed to go ahead and put your dirty dishes over there under the dofen akuma? And so a lot of places can say yeah. That would be okay because that's it's called like if let's say you had a hole in the wall. You stick it in the hole in the wall. That would be okay. However. If it's in the three main walls, that's only if you have an extra wall. But if it's in the three main walls, alpha pekin, the walls also have a din kedusha. So therefore, you shouldn't, even though it's skilled, you're sticking it inside the wall. You shouldn't go ahead and put it there. Stop here. Oh, yeah. Get into the complex halachas about. And speaking.